it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many.
You are tuned in live to the Trump Phenomenon. We've got two of your hosts here with us tonight, George in Maryland, and I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. And we have you on the show tonight as well at our call-in numbers, and I believe we're still operating with some temporary call-in numbers. And those are, I'll read them to you in just a moment, so you can note them and call in when you feel so inclined. It is area code 512, I remember that much, Austin. And then, after 512, which is Austin, 716, and then 1603, or 716-1883, or 716-1897. Call any of those numbers if you want to get in on the show tonight. We've got, George, first let me say hi to you. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, it's good to be here, James. Only Nixon can go to China, and only Trump can go to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, bold. You know, Donald Trump, bold for sure. Flying his, I'm assuming he took his Boeing 757 to Mexico City and did that on the...
Hey, he hopped over the fence and snuck in, James.
Yeah, right. But he's back in the U.S. now. He's in Phoenix, Arizona, and is about to speak in Phoenix, and he's going to be talking about immigration. We are told that one of the things he's going to be talking about is his immigration platform, and he's talking to a packed Phoenix Convention Center shortly. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, America's sheriff. If Rudy Giuliani is our mayor, Joe Arpaio just finished at the podium. We just missed him. And, of course, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, maybe the most popular among patriots sheriff in the United States. Another very popular Arizona sheriff is Richard Mack, who was the sheriff of Graham County on the border there with New Mexico. And it was Richard Mack who was the driving force behind the tremendous Antonin Scalia opinion in Prince versus the United States, a Supreme Court decision, one of the most important ever. Everybody, all patriots who studied this decision by Antonin Scalia agree. And this is going to be a real problem. If there is to be a Hillary Supreme Court, they will have to overturn Scalia's decision in Prince versus the United States, because Scalia says that county governments, county sheriffs like Joe Arpaio, are co-equal. They are not co-equal, really, senior to the power of the federal government. They are sovereigns. They can't be messed with by the federal government. They cannot be pushed around or ordered around by the federal government. And the basis for Antonin Scalia's decision, this was a decision about, it was dealing with guns and gun control and the Brady Act and the effort of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to push the Arizona sheriffs around and turn them into minions and servants of the BATF, gathering information for the BATF and so on. Richard Mack went home after that meeting where the BATF was bullying all the gathered sheriffs. They'd ordered the sheriffs together and were bullying them. He went home and he talked to his wife and he said, you know, honey, this is wrong. This is very wrong. And he was trying to decide whether to defy the BATF. And he after talking with his wife, he said, yes, we're not going to follow these clowns. I'm the sheriff of Graham County. I was elected by the people of Graham County. I don't operate as a subservient of the BATF. And that led to a suit against the BATF. That's the versus the United States part of it. It was originally Mack versus the United States. The name was the designation when they added a bunch of other sheriffs to Mack's suit was changed to Prince versus the United States. But Scalia said, under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, all powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved by the states to the states and the people respectively to us. And it subsumed under that is the BATF's effort to make county sheriffs into gun control tools of the BATF. And Scalia said, no way. We'll read from that decision at some point. The loss of Scalia, an immense loss. Donald Trump appreciates it. He's going to replace Scalia with another Scalia. He's going to find one. Hillary is going to replace Scalia with what, George? Pick one.
Chairman Mao.
Yeah, Chairman Mao. Pick one of your favorites on the Supreme Court now, one of the communists on the Supreme Court, and like Kagan or Sotomayor or any of the other left-wing people who will, in fact, toss all of the Scalia opinions and decisions, they will toss them into the toilet. And they will toss the Second Amendment into the toilet. Let's listen up live. Here's what's going on at the Trump rally in Phoenix right now. Let's just listen in. I'm with you. I'm listening myself. This is live. So first, let's figure out who's at the podium. Two handsome folks, a man and a woman, are at the podium. Here we go.
And I also want to say, you know, I didn't know much about Mike Pence when we first met him. We could not have a better vice president. I'll tell you right now. I'm lucky enough to get to know him well, and he is such a great, honest, straight-shooting, God-fearing man, and he's going to absolutely do wonderful things as our vice president, and we have to make sure that we get him there. So I am the COO and CFO of the Trump campaign. I'm doing everything I can to deliver this victory for us. I will tell you that it is an honor to work for Mr. Trump, and as everyone that works for him will tell you, he is absolutely not only a great leader that you will see here, he's a great guy. I was with him in Louisiana after the flood victims. If you know, President Obama couldn't get off the golf course to leave his vacation. But Donald Trump made a special point of canceling his plans. We loaded up a semi-truck full of supplies and delivered them ourselves down to Louisiana. That was all Mr. Trump. Something that you won't hear other places. Most people want that to be a photo op, and one of the things that upset the fine people in the back there, who are the press pool.
Everybody gets it now.
We didn't tell them we were going.
Nice.
We left them behind on purpose because we didn't want it to be a photo op.
Beautiful. I've heard this.
Special point too. I'll tell you, I couldn't be where I am, and I couldn't be doing the things that I'm doing for all of us if it wasn't for my wonderful wife, Marina, and I dragged her up here. But it underscores the importance of this election in keeping our neighborhoods safe, our families safe. We have to know who's coming into our country. We have to have a strong border. And we have to protect the ones we love. And only Donald Trump will do that.
Let's turn it down right there. So, folks, that's the new person for me and maybe for you, the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and the Chief Financial Officer of the Donald Trump campaign. A young guy, looks like he's 35 to 45, and is a beautiful, also young wife, at the podium following Sheriff Joe. And I'll also add, there are 30,000 people watching with us right now on one formerly small website, which is called Right Side Broadcasting, which was just a tiny, unknown website. I had never heard of it before the Trump campaign. They made the decision, kind of like us, actually, early on, to feature what we call the Trump phenomenon and focus their attention on what they saw to be a winner and the future of America. Well, they were right. And so their little tiny website has now grown into a behemoth with 30,000 people watching their live stream right now. That's a lot of folks. And they've got a chat going, scrolling on the side. Well, there are so many people watching and chatting that it's kind of silly. It's kind of funny, actually. There's no way any human being can read the chat. It's scrolling so fast that frankly, it's a blur. And
but
the most you can pick.
90% pro-Trump.
Yeah, exactly. They're 90% pro-Trump. But the I'm just going to put my thing in the chat. I'm just going to say hi. Now, people recognize my name from this show. I'll just say hi, folks. And somebody might see that. They'll see my name. And then, you know, it's kind of gratifying. People say, hey, Jamie, hi. So here we go. Let's see some of the things we can cover. This trip to Mexico, what a daring, what a quintessentially Donald Trump move. To just, he was meeting with some sort of a Mexican, sort of a seminar up in Wisconsin on the Mexican border question. And the idea just popped up. And he said, let's hop in the plane and go, boys. Now, here's Rudy Giuliani. He just came to the podium. This guy's always on fire. His hair's on fire, except he doesn't have any hair. Here he goes.
Great honor, and I'm so privileged because I believe I just got an opportunity all day today to witness history being made with Donald Trump's courageous trip to Mexico to go meet the president of Mexico. Hillary Clinton doesn't seem to be able to, and I can tell you. I'm going to put this hat on.
He just put Donald Trump's white Make America Great Again hat on.
Donald Trump made it clear that obviously he understands and respects and admires tremendously the contributions of Mexican Americans who have come here legally over the years. First generation, second generation, third generation. The tremendous contribution they've made to the United States and how much he loves them. He also made it clear that illegal immigration hurts both countries.
Nice.
Donald Trump will secure our borders and Hillary Clinton will not. It's as simple as that. Donald Trump will build a wall. She'll open our borders even more. Look at the situation with the Syrian refugees. This is really very hard to understand. It's really hard to understand. We have all these refugees from Syria. All of that caused by the fact that President Obama and Hillary Clinton have totally ruined the Middle East.
Nice.
Hillary Clinton is running on her experience as Secretary of State. Based on her experience as Secretary of State, I wouldn't hire her as the dog catcher in New York City. Not only that, based on how she handled top secret information, she wouldn't pass an FBI background check for a government position. And they want to make her president. Can you imagine that? I wouldn't let her near an FBI office, or a U.S. attorney's office, any place sensitive. I wouldn't put sensitive information in her hands. Because, as the director of the FBI says, she was extremely careless. Hillary? 50.
There goes. Lock her up.
Well, let's beat her. You know, haven't you figured out already that Washington is so rigged, she is not going to get indicted, even though she should? Don't you know that you would have been indicted and arrested now? 8 months ago, 10 months ago, if you did what she did? If you destroyed 33,000 emails? And now we find that she lied about them? They didn't contain references to Benghazi? A lie. They contain references to Benghazi. They didn't contain top secret material. A lie. They contain top secret material. Those are all federal crimes. Every single one of them. And then look what she did to our State Department. You wanted to get something out of the State Department, you had to fork over big bucks to the Clinton Foundation. I'm not talking little money here. I'm talking big bucks. $30 million, $40 million. Who are the donors? Who are the donors? A money launderer. A convicted criminal. Several dictators who oppress women. And she's a feminist? And she takes millions and millions and millions of dollars, and her husband takes millions of dollars in speaking fees from dictators, oppressors, for people who discriminate against women, for people who run countries where women can't drive cars. And she has the nerve to say the Republican Party has a war on women? The biggest war on women are all those people she was taking money from.
Wow. Folks, I hate to turn this down. I'll tell you this, George. Rudy Giuliani. Here, let me just turn it down. Rudy Giuliani is one heck of a presidential candidate. That's a real humdinger of a speech he's giving.
Well, I'm enjoying it, James. I'm glad Rudy's stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, I mean, he is that. I mean, of course, he's not the candidate, but he's speaking for the candidate. And darn well, he's got this crowd roaring. He's got me roaring. And he's really making the points. He's hitting hard. And I think Donald Trump, you know, he's got such a lineup of talented people with him. It's one great speaker after another. And they're all, you know, all these guys are brilliant, brilliant, creative people. They have to be learning from each other. Donald Trump, I'm sure, is in the wings listening to this speech. And you don't hear a better speech than this. We're going to come back with your calls, Rudy Giuliani, maybe Donald Trump, and the news from the last 24-hour news cycle right after this. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Oh, folks, this is just fun. We're back. This is Kelso. George is with us from Maryland. Paul Fromm's not with us yet tonight. And my gosh, this is live. This is happening right now. There's no way you prepare for this get this ready before showtime. This is showtime. This is live right now. Now, Rudy Giuliani gave one of the best fired up political talks I've ever heard. He just introduced Senator Jeff Sessions, his longtime friend, and he just informed us in more earth-shattering news that Giuliani and Sessions were with Donald Trump in that 757 in Mexico City today. This is one kind of a dynamic team that can jump around the world like that. The best U.S. senator we have, the best mayor we've ever had. Now, let's listen to Jeff Sessions for a second here. And Donald Trump must be just behind the curtain, really. Because obviously they're traveling in the same plane together. So Donald Trump's right behind all these American flags back there behind that curtain.
Important work. I believe it's absolutely clear to me that this may be, and indeed is, the last chance we have to restore a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest.
Wow, the last chance, folks.
The American people have been asking for this,
That's
pleading
a US
for
Senator
it for over 30 years. All they've wanted is a lawful system that we can be proud of, that helps serve our people and make this nation better and healthier. I believe that's good and right and moral and just, and we're going to move in that direction. It's going to be a special night tonight. Let me say this to you. I am so pleased and want to celebrate and congratulate my chairman of the Armed Services Committee, John McCain, for his victory, and we look forward to seeing him come back in November. We need John McCain. I tell you, we do. Let me tell you.
McCain's getting booed.
Colleagues, we have a great ticket. Mike Pence, Governor Mike Pence, is a truly wonderful person. He loves America. He cares about our country and its values. He's a man of integrity and decency. He's a proven congressman. He rose up through the ranks as a conservative and fought against the establishment, really, in the House and advocated.
Now, I'm going to pause it here. This is painful to pause this great stuff. Jeff Sessions just said, now he said this is going to be an exciting night tonight, so there's something we don't know about that's coming up here that he knows about, and he just said that Mike Pence has fought the establishment. Another great thing today, George, Marine Le Pen gave an interview on CNN today, and Marine Le Pen, I've got that clip, I don't think we'll have time to play it, but I can play it for you in French, maybe, if we get the time. She answers in French, and the questioner asks him, people have said that Donald Trump is the Marine Le Pen of, or that, no, that you, Marine Le Pen, are the Donald Trump of France. And she agrees. She agrees, George. And she says that one of the things that Donald Trump and I have in common is that we are not part of the establishment. And so we're able to fight the establishment. We can't be bought. And so it's very interesting, Jeff Sessions. Here we go. Here's Jeff Sessions introducing somebody. Who is it? Let's see what's going to be. It's Mike Pence. There he is, Mike Pence tonight. Wow, this is the all-star lineup tonight. This was not announced that Mike Pence would be here. This campaign is dynamic. And he is. He is one attractive figure, Mike Pence. One admirable American.
I'm Governor Mike Pence. 6 weeks ago tonight, with my wife Karen at my side, I was humbled to accept my party's nomination to run and serve as the next Vice President of the United States of America.
He's going to be the Vice President. We always emphasize.
And tonight,
that. Tonight
it is my privilege to introduce a man I have come to know, a man who loves his family and loves this country with an unshakable faith in the American.
Let's turn my chance down, take a break. Back to the polls. Donald Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. I'm going to cut right into the music.
What a beautiful
cut right into it.
Thank you.
Here he is, Donald Trump. He just stepped up to the podium. What timing.
Wow. That's a lot of people, Phoenix. That's a lot of people. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Phoenix. I am so glad to be back in Arizona. A state that has a very, very special place in my heart. I love the people of Arizona, and together we are going to win the White House in November. Now, you know, this is where it all began for me. Remember that massive crowd also? So I said, let's go and have some fun tonight. We're going to Arizona, okay? Thank you. This will be a little bit different. This won't be a rally speech per se. Instead, I'm going to deliver a detailed policy address on one of the greatest challenges facing our country today, illegal immigration.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I've just landed, having returned from a very important and special meeting with the president of Mexico, a man I like and respect very much, and a man who truly loves his country, Mexico. And by the way, just like I am a man who loves my country, the United States. We agreed on the importance of ending the illegal flow of drugs, cash, guns, and people across our border and to put the cartels out of business.
Bingo.
We also discussed the great contributions of Mexican-American citizens to
Let me just turn it down. I hate to do this, George, but if you'll remember, at the beginning of the Trump campaign, folks, the leader of the Mexican drug cartel put out a $100 million contract on Donald Trump's life. Do you remember that, George?
I sure do.
Ah,
this is Fox kind of put out an unofficial on his head, too.
Yeah. Folks, this is this. How did this happen? It's happened, you know, this show, our timing. I don't know. Where is this all coming from? It's so beautiful. You got to hear Rudy Giuliani. You got to hear Jeff Sessions. You got to hear Mike Pence. You didn't get to hear enough of Mike Pence. He gave just an incredible introduction to Donald Trump. And these men are I've never seen these men more fired up. These are great, great men, great figures in America. This is like being present, folks, at Independence Hall, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the signing of the Constitution, the debates. This is like being present at that history. It's what Giuliani said. He said, I felt today I was present at the making of history. And all of these folks were on this plane in Mexico City with the president of Mexico, who all of us are learning his name for the first time, where I wrote it down here somewhere, President Peña Nieto. No, who knows the name of the president of Mexico? But the way Donald Trump is dealing with him, George, you know, with respect. You know, you love Mexico, I love America, and we're going to make both countries better by being strong and being honest. And we're going to stop this crap of no border, this crap of drug cartels running your country. It doesn't help you. And George, it's just so beautiful. Oh, and let me tell you, folks, the audience now watching is 40,000 people. When we started the show just a few minutes ago, there were 28,000 people watching. The audience has grown by 12,000. This is just on what used to be a dinky website, now has 40,000 people watching it right now. This is the Trump phenomenon right before our eyes, George.
Well, the going to Mexico, which I didn't know he was doing, well, that's a watershed event. His opponent ain't there. The sitting president's not there. And Trump has proved that he can go anywhere he wants, he can do anything he wants, and he can say anything he wants.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. And this is pardon me for this non-essential thing. You don't have a fan running there on your desk, do you? There's some kind of a wobbling sound coming from your microphone.
I will reconfigure.
Okay, it's not bad at all. It just sounds like it might be a fan or something in the vicinity of the mic. These computer fans can be sneaky in that regard if you have a computer fan pointed at a mic. Wow, let's go back to Donald Trump. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get to calls here. This is history happening right now. Let's listen to it.
Act on their jobs, wages, housing, schools, tax bills, and general living conditions. These are valid concerns expressed by decent and patriotic citizens from all backgrounds, all over. We also have to be honest about the fact that not everyone who seeks to join our country will be able to successfully assimilate. Sometimes it's just not going to work out. It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish and love us.
Oh, nobody's ever said that.
Ah. Then there is the issue of security. Countless innocent American lives have been stolen because our politicians have failed in their duty to secure our borders and enforce our laws like they have to be enforced. I have met with many of the great parents who lost their children to sanctuary cities and open borders. So many people. So many, many people. So sad. They will be joining me on the stage in a little while.
Oh.
And I look forward to introducing. These are amazing, amazing people. Countless Americans who have died in recent years would be alive today if not for the open border policies of this administration and the administration that causes this horrible, horrible thought process. It's called Hillary Clinton. This includes incredible Americans like 21-year-old Sarah Root. The man who killed her arrived at the border, entered federal custody, and then was released into the U.S., think of it, into the U.S. community under the policies of the White House, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. Weak, weak, weak policies. Weak and foolish policies. He was released again after the crime, and now he's out there at large. Sarah had graduated from college with a 4.0, top student in her class, one day before her death. Also among the victims of the Obama-Clinton open border policy was Grant Roenbeck, a 21-year-old convenience store clerk and a really good guy from Mesa, Arizona. A lot of you have known about Grant. He was murdered by an illegal immigrant gang member previously convicted of burglary who had also been released from federal custody, and they knew it was going to happen again.
Wow.
Another victim is Kate Steinle, gunned down in the sanctuary city of San Francisco by an illegal immigrant deported five previous times. And they knew he was no good. Then there is the case of 90-year-old Earl Olander, who was brutally beaten and left to bleed to death in his home, 90 years old and defenseless. The perpetrators were illegal immigrants with criminal records a mile long who did not meet Obama administration standards for removal.
Wow.
And they knew it was going to happen. In California, a 64-year-old Air Force veteran, a great woman, according to everybody that knew her, Marilyn Ferris, was sexually assaulted and beaten to death with a hammer. Her killer had been arrested on multiple occasions, but was never, ever deported, despite the fact that everybody wanted him out. A 2011 report from the Government Accountability Office found that illegal immigrants and other non-citizens in our prisons and jails together had around 25,000 homicide arrests to their names.
Wow.
25,000. On top of that, illegal immigration costs our country more than $113 billion a year. And this is what we get. For the money we are going to spend on illegal immigration over the next 10 years, we could provide 1 million at-risk students with a school voucher, which so many people are wanting. While there are many illegal immigrants in our country who are good people, many, many, this doesn't change the fact that most illegal immigrants are lower-skilled workers with less education who compete directly against vulnerable American workers, and that these illegal workers draw much more out from the system than they can ever possibly pay back. And they're hurting a lot of our people that cannot get jobs under any circumstances.
I hate to turn this down again. I'm just going to turn it down, folks. Who wants to listen to Kelso? Well, you can listen to this. We've got 15 more minutes left in the show. We'll give you some more of these gems from Donald Trump. So you know what's happening. It's live right now, Donald Trump. This is, George, this is the greatest appearance, I think, of the campaign so far. This is Donald Trump and his campaign team. They have really, I don't know, what's the phrase? They've really hit their stride. They are charging right now.
They say things like this in my life.
Folks, when you just heard the future president of the United States, we have the right to pick who we will let into our country. What a revolutionary thought. It's so damn obvious, but nobody has had the guts to say it. It's so damn obvious, and no one has said it. We have the right to pick who's going to be in this country. It's not a block party, bring your own beer block party. We pick who's going to be in our country, and we want people that are going to help our country, not hurt it.
I didn't miss the fact that he said he may have exactly said, we're going to shut down the drug cartels in Mexico.
Yes.
That's interesting. Not sure how we're going to do that, but that's a shot across the bow of every Bush and Clinton in the world, because that's how they made their money.
Yeah, and I'll tell you how they're going to do it. And here's how I would spell it. U.S. Special Forces. That's how I would spell it. These guys are itching. That's what they were born to do, is go in and take a difficult mission and wipe out the bad guys. Just wipe them out. I would love to see Special Forces rappelling down into a formerly secure drug cartel nest and just wipe them out. Ah, this is just beautiful. And a President Trump could do that kind of thing. And he could do it with the agreement of a President Peña Nieto, who realizes, I don't have the resources to do that. Oh, this is fantastic. Let's go back and...
That's his way of announcing regime change in Mexico.
Just,
Mr. Pinedo, how do you think he got into power? Well, maybe we won't go there. But what Trump has just said is, we're going to have regime change in Mexico. I like it.
We're going to have a responsible government next door. My gosh, my goodness. The drug cartel is not going to be picking the government in the future here. Here we go. Let's go back to Donald Trump. And we've got a caller. Jeff is waiting. But Jeff, I know you will forgive us. Let's listen to the man that's going to save you, Jeff, and all the rest of us. Here he is, live in Arizona.
Nothing even comes a close second. Hillary Clinton, for instance, talks constantly about her fears that families will be separated. But she's not talking about the American families who have been permanently separated from their loved ones because of a preventable homicide, because of a preventable death, because of murder. No, she's only talking about families who come here in violation of the law. We will treat everyone living or residing in our country with great dignity. So important. We will be fair, just, and compassionate to all. But our greatest compassion must be for our American citizens.
No one has said this.
President Obama and Hillary Clinton have engaged in gross dereliction of duty by surrendering the safety of the American people to open borders. And you know it better than anybody right here in Arizona. You know it. President Obama and Hillary Clinton support sanctuary cities. They support catch and release on the border. They support visa overstays. They support the release of dangerous criminals from detention. And they support unconstitutional executive amnesty. Hillary Clinton has pledged amnesty in her first 100 days, and her plan will provide Obamacare, Social Security, and Medicare for illegal immigrants, breaking the federal budget. On top of that, she promises uncontrolled, low-skilled immigration that continues to reduce jobs and wages for American workers, and especially for African American and Hispanic workers within our country, our citizens. Most incredibly, because to me this is unbelievable, we have no idea who these people are, where they come from. I always say, Trojan horse, watch what's going to happen, folks. It's not going to be pretty. This includes her plan to bring in 620,000 new refugees from Syria and that region over a short period of time. And even yesterday, when you were watching the news, you saw thousands and thousands of people coming in from Syria. What is wrong with our politicians, our leaders, if we can call them that? What the hell are we doing? Hard to believe. Now that you've heard about Hillary Clinton's plan, about which she has not answered a single question, let me tell you about my plan. And you notice...
Now, folks, again, pardon me for turning the volume down on this maybe greatest living American. George, imagine this man on the stage with Hillary Clinton through three debates.
I'm looking forward to it, James. I don't think she'll make it through the first one.
Yeah, and folks, here's some good news. I like the fact there's good news that Gary Johnson, it does appear, he's hurting Hillary more than Trump in the voting. I would like to have the my cake and eat it too. Have Gary Johnson hurting Hillary in the voting and not have him on the stage in the debate where he will confuse the issue. Donald Trump will just nail Hillary Clinton to the wall on every one of the points you just heard. Let's go back to Donald Trump, but maybe we'll have to reserve it for tomorrow. I'll share with you the polls that prove what I was just saying or indicated that Johnson's hurting Clinton more than Trump. And more good news, he's not polling well enough to get into the debate and get on the stage where he can confuse things. Here we are, back to Trump.
We will build a great wall along the southern border. Mexico will pay for the wall.
Oh, the day that he meets with the president of Mexico.
Hundred percent. They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for the wall. And they're great people and great leaders, but they're going to pay for the wall. On day one, working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
Day one, folks. November 9th.
We will use the best technology.
Not November 9th, January 18th.
Above and below ground sensors, that's the tunnels. Remember that, above and below. Above and below ground sensors. Towers, aerial surveillance, and manpower to supplement the wall. Find and dislocate tunnels and keep out criminal cartels. And Mexico, you know that, will work with us. I really believe it. Mexico will work with us. I absolutely believe it. And especially after meeting with their wonderful, wonderful president today, I really believe they want to solve this problem along with us, and I'm sure they will. Number two, we are going to end catch and release. We catch them? Oh, go ahead. We catch them? Go ahead. Under my administration, anyone who illegally crosses the border will be detained until they are removed out of our country and back to the country from which they came.
Finally!
And they'll be brought great distances. We're not dropping them right across. They learned that, President Eisenhower. They'd drop them across, right across, and they'd come back and across. Then when they flew them to a long distance, all of a sudden, that was the end. We will take them great distances, but we will take them to the country where they came from. Okay?
Nice.
Number three. This is the one I think it's so great. It's hard to believe people don't even talk about it. Zero tolerance for criminal aliens. Zero. Zero. They don't come in here. They don't come in here. According to federal data, there are at least 2 million, think of it, criminal aliens now inside of our country. 2 million people, criminal aliens.
Bye-bye.
We will begin moving them out day one, as soon as I take office, day one. In joint operation with local, state, and...
Oh, folks, we ran out of time. We're out of time. George, I don't know what to say. We'll just continue this tomorrow. The greatest rally I've ever witnessed. George, thanks for being with us.
Great show, James.
All right, folks. See you tomorrow for the next installment of the Trump Phenomenon.
Don't stop believing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.